One of the Michigan-made films being shown at the Ann Arbor Film Festival is The Last Days of Chinatown. Filmmaker Nicole McDonald explores the area traditionally known as the Cass Corridor. These days, it's being buffed, polished, and rebranded as Midtown. But at what cost to the people who've called it home?
We hear from the people who are here, people who have been here, how they survived, how they sometimes didn't. Who fled the area and why, as gentrification now remakes this place. People here are asking if it will ever get any better. Or will it just get better for those able to stay?
McDonald spoke with stateside Cynthia Canty about the film.
This is an exceptionally personal subject for you. First of all, you live there?
I do. I don't live in the same house that's portrayed in the film, but down the street now.
And then there's your father. Tell us about his history with this area.
So he was typical of that late Depression era, moving around a lot, coming to Detroit for work in industry. He came with his mother. She met someone who got a job off Coney Island. He became a steam pipe fitter in Detroit, and she followed him here. First, they lived downtown in the Clifford Hotel that no longer exists, like a lot of people at the time, living in hotels downtown. And then they were renting rooming houses. Immigrants were in the lower caste corridor, Appalachian migrants looking for work. So it was booming.
So he can walk with you and say, I remembered when this happened here and that happened there. And it really adds such richness to your film. And just for folks who are not familiar with Detroit geography, we're talking about this area that's immediately north of downtown, immediately west of Woodward, known for years and years as the Cass Corridor. Nicole, briefly walk us through the waves of the people from various groups who made their way to the area.
Sure. Well, that was part of the challenge of the film in that it's not a documentary about one event or a person. I was making a film about a place, and like any places, there's not boundaries around that place, so it's always shifting. And it's about people moving around a very small area, but neighborhoods that were clearly defined at least for some time and charting their movements. So Chinese first arrived in Detroit turn of the century in what's now Corktown. They were there in waxing and waning, but sometimes quite large population until the early 60s when the city bulldozed both Skid Row and this original Chinatown. Skid Row and then Chinatown moved to the lower caste corridor. So I chart their rise, I chart their movement, how they moved, and some of the other people that were coming to the lower caste corridor at that time. So we're looking at from the turn of the century, 30s, 40s, 50s, and then what's happening now in the city.
And and you make it very, very clear that this area that's been known as the Cass Corridor was a good landing spot for folks who didn't have a lot of resources, that didn't have a lot of money, but you got a toehold in the city.
Well, that's what made the area so interesting to portray. I lived there, I'm looking out my window, I'm curious about the surroundings, and then I began to research the history. And I find out that it has one of the most volatile histories in that it was the richest place in the city, and then it became the poorest. And there's stages and iterations in between.
And there's so much to watch in the film, but I'm going to take us to the point where your film begins to peel away the layers surrounding construction of Little Caesars Arena, home to the Detroit Red Wings and Pistons, as well as the Ilitch family's area they call the District, with promises of shops and restaurants and bars and housing. And there are people who will hear all that and go, well, hey, it's progress. It's good to see new development. It's good to see people come into the area. But you, through your film, show us the cost to the people who've made their homes in the Cass Corridor. Talk to us about that.
And the cost is unfolding, and we hear it in the mayor's speech, and we follow it in the news every day in terms of, will the district actually be built? How many more apartments will be knocked down? What is the Ilitch family's intention? They've been good at sustaining the mystery, which is partly of how they've built what they've built, and they continue to do so. So we just have to rely on the local journalists and reporters that we have in terms of trying to figure out where this story will go. And in terms of equity for people living downtown and in Lower Cass Corridor, that's also something that's unfolding. But certainly it's very costly, and occupancy is at close to 100% downtown and in Midtown and in Woodbridge and moving into New Center. So with that comes money and displacement.
So, for example, what happens to a couple who'd been living in an apartment that they could afford and they're ordered out because that apartment's going to get refurbished and turned into condos that are going to cost a lot of money? What happens to those people? There was one couple in particular who wound up way on the other side of town, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. And we can see that this has already played out downtown for the most part. So while the story is unfolding in the Lower Cass Corridor and in Eastern Market and, as I said, in New Center, which is, I think it's, that's new, that's Midtown as well now. It's no longer New Center. But downtown has pretty much already seen this change. There's one hotel slash apartment, Park Avenue Hotel, that's one of the last few places that low-income people can live. People who have lived there for 10, 20, maybe 30 years. We've seen some people that lived in some of the places that they were evicted from for decades. So the story is what my film tries to show and follow the people where they go, because I didn't know when I started making the film what was happening. And it is true that each building, it's a different scenario, so you really have to follow the story.
Do you believe, as you've kind of dug in and tell this story of the Cass Corridor through your film, The Last Days of Chinatown, do you think all of that development that is started, is coming, or is promised, should it not have happened and just let the Cass Corridor be? Or is there a way to balance it and bring, you know, new residents, new business, new life into an area while maintaining the needs of people, particularly low-income people who've been living there?
Well, that's a million-dollar question today, and almost every urban planner and economist, business person weighing in on Detroit has asked that question. So there's a whole, it runs the gambit. But certainly if you're looking at math, or you're looking at morals, and because I'm not an urban planner, because I'm a lifelong Detroiter, I move towards the moral side. So when you see displacement, right, there's that, it's a hard question. What do you do? If you listen to the mayor's speech, you'd think that the city is ripe with affordable housing. Walking the streets tells a different story.
You really do a very deft job, Nicole, of humanizing this, the cost of gentrification. So, yeah, great that there was this decaying apartment building that's going to be given a whole new, you know, a whole new look and completely remodeled. But when you see how lost people are when they are plunked down at some apartment on the other side of the world, the other side of the city, they don't drive, they don't know anything there, and they truly are lost. You really do a very good job of putting that human face into that side of gentrification. What do you hope audiences who see The Last Days of Chinatown will take away from that?
I tried to make the film about a lot of things, both personal, microcosm to macrocosm, a story of one section of town, the story of Detroit, really a story that can be paired to other cities in this country right now. Also, I tried to compose my shots so that they're engaging and really make an enjoyable film. So it's multifold.
The Last Days of Chinatown will be screened at the Michigan Theater Screening Room as part of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. It'll be 5 p.m. Wednesday, March 27th, and you can get all the details at aafilmfest.org. Nicole McDonald, great talking with you. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thanks a lot.